From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Don Marks.
And we're joined today by Ben Brown, a volunteer out of the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter. Thank you for coming in, Ben.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about the work that you're doing. You guys have just kicked off a new pet food bank.
Yes.
So tell us about how the idea came about and how you started.
Well, this was a great idea. I'd like to stand here or sit here and tell you that it was all mine, but it wasn't. There was a group of people that the Metro Alliance for Animal Life, who has, I think they've been an organization for a couple of years, and they've been planning. Actually, their real purpose was to try to plan how to increase adoptions and eliminate the need to have to, you know, do anything other than adopt healthy animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that that's a part of reality.
Right.
But there's a goal set to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that, and it was timely, is they want to create a pet food bank for people who are on hard times. And I can tell you about some of the calls that we've gotten, and this kind of exposure is very, very helpful in letting people know about it. Everyone, even though we're brand new, just getting off the ground, everyone who's asked for help has gotten help. And we're continuing now to get both donations and additional requests for help.
So what are the qualifications? Do you have to live in Oklahoma City? Do you
No. I mean, the only qualification is that you contact us and say, I really need some pet food. We've had people who, you know, one person was in a car accident. Several are on disability income.
Yeah.
Some on Social Security income.
Mm-hmm.
Some are unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was hurt in an industrial accident and
wow.
being retrained. So, you know, whatever reason, our part of our goal is when a pet is in a home and it's a part of a person's life and they care about that pet, and obviously they do, then we want to help keep it there if there are hard times because of unemployment or lost jobs or whatever.
Now, there are people out there who probably are not pet owners who say, well, if you can't afford to feed your pet, you should give it up. Or maybe, you know, why keep a pet if you can't afford it?
Well, let me tell you about a little lady, and this was on Monday when I actually delivered a tour. We try to get people to pick it up, but this little lady had no opportunity to do that. And I went over there, and you can't see my hands, but her dog was a little chihuahua about that high, just a fat little booger. And clearly, this lady loved her pet. It was a part of her family.
Right.
And it would be cruel to say you have to give up your pet. She's on hard times, and this pet contributes largely, hugely to the quality of her life, just like my pets do to mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't in any way try to say that this lady should give up her pet.
Right.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. What are they mostly dog owners, mostly cat owners, a mix right now?
Yeah, it's a mix right now. We've even had a couple of calls from people who had a pot-bellied pig.
Well,
we don't happen to have any pig food right now. But,
yeah.
You know, people love a variety of animals. Birds are very personable. We haven't had any calls about birds yet, but they have little personalities of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we grow. Again, we're at the very early stages of development. We will get to the point where we, and we've already identified some distribution points. We've had a call from one particular individual who said they're a distributing company and they have some busted bags and stuff, and they want to make better use of those.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Now. So we have a lot of things to do to get organized, and we're going to get there. It just takes us a little, you know, a little bit of time.
So who right now? I know you guys are doing donations, but are any agencies supplying you food, or are you just strictly donations?
Well, right now it's strictly donations, and lots of people. We have calls for help, but we also have people saying, you know, where can I drop off some food? And we do have some barrels that identify as being at the pet food bank. There's one at Quail Creek Bank at 122nd and May. There's one at the Plaza Cafe at 50th and I'm sorry, the Chartel Cafe at 50th and Chartel. There's ones at the Weed and Seed locations, three of those around the city.
Okay.
And as we can get our hands on additional barrels, and we need plastic barrels. Mm-hmm. We need some airtight containers to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that we're just developing. You've heard the phrase, we build the road as we walk on it. And that's what we're doing.
What's the feedback that you're getting so far? Are people excited about this? Are people
absolutely
calling and offering to help?
Yeah, people are, all of that. People are very, very excited. They're saying, as you said in the intro, you think it's a great idea, a time who's come. Again, there are a lot of volunteers who've worked in various elements of animal rescue,
mm-hmm.
and good people who brought this idea. It exists in some other states. This is the first one in the state of Oklahoma, and again, the response has been just positive all the way around. A lot of people who are receiving food saying, as soon as I get straightened out, I want to be a contributor also.
That's mm-hmm. great.
And lots of people want to know how to, where to drop off food, mm-hmm. where to send a check.
Mm-hmm.
Is it tax deductible? And the answer to that is yes. And so we're making progress.
What are the kinds of food that you need right now?
Well, dog food for big dogs and mm-hmm. small dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a chihuahua and a huge dog.
Yep.
We need a little bit of puppy food, not as much of that. Certainly we need cat food.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kinds of pet foods.
Okay.
If we get some pig food, we need that too.
Well, great. Well, you can send donations or drop them off at the Paw Pet Food Bank at 2811 Southeast 29th in Oklahoma City. And then also people can, if they need help, they can call you, correct?
Yes. Our phone number is 316-FOOD.
316-3663. Perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for telling us about that, Ben, and we're glad you're doing that.
Well, thank you for asking.
It's a great project.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we'll maybe get another opportunity as we get a little better developed.
Well, and before we head out, speaking of economic times causing
yes, I have some tips,
issues,
some tail tips today. Saving money on vet care in case mm-hmm. people are having a little trouble with that as well.
Yep.
With the food. Some of these may work and some may not, but the ASPCA recommends regular checkups because then you catch things before it becomes a big problem.
Right.
Then also you can talk to your vet about which vaccines might be optional. There are some mm-hmm. vaccines that you may not need to do. Feline leukemia, I know that we do that for our cats because sometimes they go outside. If your cat never goes outside, my vet has told me is not as much of a need for
right.
that vaccine. Spay or neuter your pet because
yeah.
it can prevent future health problems. And there are programs in the
Several.
City
yep.
that help with the cost of that
mm-hmm.
or are free, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then brush your pet's teeth.
Oh, man. But I've got to tell you, we've tried many times,
yeah.
and they just eat the toothpaste. It does not work. But I bet you can...
If you've started when they're pups...
Yeah, and they don't think that the toothpaste is delicious, then it works, right.
Protect them from parasites uh-huh. by using the preventatives.
You know, when I got my first dog, he came to me with heartworms. And it cost, and I didn't know that when I got him, but I would love him anyway, so I got it taken care of. And it cost $450 to get that treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10 a month to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And
so,
he's not in pain. So, that
exactly.
really is cheaper.
There are some things that are, better to do. This one kind of surprised me, but it makes perfect sense. Stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You smoke can make your animal
sick,
people. Just like it can you. And then... buy good quality pet food because that can help prevent other problems as well.
Digestive issues.
So, yeah, that's right. What I've got.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, Dawn, and thanks again, Ben, for coming. We're glad you came.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Go out and take care of your pets.